Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I like this song. I don't know who's singing. Wait a minute, this is the Wiccan. She's a
who?
Fleetwood Mac. What's her name?
Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks, couldn't think of her. Yeah.
That's actually become one of my favorite parts of the show is when the music comes back and he tries to figure out who it is.
Yeah, Stevie Nicks. I couldn't think of her
name. You're on it most of the time. Sometimes just no idea where it's coming from, but it's always good. All right. Are we telling lies or are we telling the truth today? What are we trying to do? Some days we, you know, people want us to tell lies. Most days we try to tell the truth.
I can't lie to you.
Well, I can't lie either. And I've said many times, I don't think AJ is running the same as he used to. And I think the years of last year was the hamstring injury and a knee injury, which he said, by the way, was drained during Super Bowl week. And then you go to this year and he missed most of training camp and then he came back and he missed a week with a hamstring injury. I think this is caught up and I don't think he's as explosive as he used to be. A couple days ago, you were talking about your algorithm. You know what was in mine? Highlights. And I guess it's because... maybe because I've been wading into Lions stuff recently. Mm-hmm. So on my algorithm, I saw a clip of AJ's first game as an Eagle. It was the first game of the 2022 season, right? His first game after he was traded here, Eagles at Lions. It started off the season, they got to the Super Bowl in 2022. And I was watching the highlights. AJ Brown doesn't run like that anymore. And I know I'm probably not breaking news there. That's 3 years ago, four years ago. It's a long time in the NFL. He doesn't run like that anymore. He was explosive. And that's just my eyes compared to 4 years ago. But I my eyes just this year tell me he's not as explosive as he used to be, even when he catches the football. And then I saw some numbers on this. You ready for these?
Yes.
Here are some numbers in terms of AJ Brown's explosiveness, his speed, and how it compares to last year. So you ever hear those stats like win rate? Like they watch the tape and they grade who won, right? Like the tackle or the pass rusher, who won the rep. They do the same thing for corners and safeties and wide receivers. His overall win rate is down 9.5%. Against zone, it's down 7.8%. Against man, which usually dominates, it's down 5.5%. And his targets are contested almost 10% more than in the past. Mm-hmm. It all tells me he's not as open. And I think we've seen that with our eyes. Like how many catches this year has he had where it's like, he's open? Even over the middle on slants and stuff, it just feels like he's not as open. Devontae is. I think it's part of it that he doesn't want to recognize. And again, 8 minutes yesterday he spoke. Not one point did he say, I've been banged up. Maybe I haven't been physically right. Like, it's all everybody else when he talks.
You know what, Joe? There might be some truth to that, but again, don't know. Because I would say, going into most games, that physically, against the corners, the matchup favors AJ. So that being fast is not a factor. AJ ain't never been a burner. He's never been that.
Of course.
But you liked AJ because he was a physical specimen and that he could body people. He hasn't lost that. That's why I'm on the fence when you say that. Like, and you have the numbers to back it up. I could say that Jalen is not putting him in position like he once did to be successful. It's one of those things, it's the chicken and egg, to be totally honest.
I agree. I think we all see that. He's not throwing the ball to him as much, not giving him as many chances to make the 50-50 catch. But by definition, isn't 50-50 50-50? I'm Jalen and I'm looking at Devontae, that's 75-25. You're 50-50.
Okay, okay.
Sorry, pal.
But here's the thing. like I said, if I have a physical matchup, like, okay, for example, Harold Carmichael. Harold Carmichael wasn't one of the fastest. He was fast, but he wasn't the fastest. But Harold gave you a physical advantage every game he played in, right? Because he was 6'7", and he was beating most of the receivers, I mean the corners, that he was going against.
Sure.
You give Harold a chance to make a play.
I get it.
AJ, not saying AJ's Harold, but when you talk about, look at our corners and look at the corners that we played against, I'll take AJ in a 50-50 situation every time.
I get it. Oh, I feel like we're losing sight of what... May I say something that I feel like is being really under-talked about?
Mm-hmm.
I think Devontae has gotten better.
No, he has, Joe.
But wait. They are the Philadelphia Eagles. They're not the Philadelphia A.J. Browns. The quarterback's job is to throw the ball to the open man and the throw that gives the team the best chance to move the football, first down, scoring, all that. Right now, like if I... Part of the reason I'm on Jalen's side of this, if I'm Jalen... Why, besides your feelings, am I throwing you the ball more? Can anyone give me a reason besides his feelings?
And we talked about that. We talked about all this is because he's a threat in this offense.
But again, if Devontae's a better threat, I'm throwing him the ball.
You know what made Brett Favre such a good quarterback and also what made him bad at times? The fact that he wasn't scared to pull the trigger.
Jalen's not Brett Favre.
No, but what I'm saying is this, Joe. No, that's not the comparison I'm trying to make, because there's a lot of quarterbacks that take care of the football. But when you have a receiver, and this is my opinion.
Yeah.
If you have a receiver of AJ's caliber, which you've heard multiple people say many times that he's that guy, you give him a chance.
And
when I think about this situation, I think that's the biggest frustration that AJ has, is that he feels like he's not given the opportunity to go out there and do that.
I get it. My point is he shouldn't be given the opportunity anymore. Devontae's the better receiver. I'm sorry. I was on the other side of this 2 years ago, but time has changed. New information, new opinions. The number one receiver I see every week is Devontae Smith. And you know, we didn't do this 2 years ago. 2 years ago, never was there a conversation, it's not fair to Devontae, he doesn't get the ball. Because we were happy they were moving the football. We were happy they were winning. AJ was better. We recognized that. And we said, yeah, Devontae's fine. Well, we said Devontae, like, who cares about Devontae? They're football games. Yeah. Why can't we do the same thing now? Because of AJ's feelings.
Because, see, that's what it's been. It's devolved to that.
Yeah.
I think it's deeper than that, though. Because, see, that unfortunately for AJ, the way that he's handled all of this, that's the only thing that we see. And that's why this morning when I woke up, I stepped back from it. Because I was that cat. When we talked about this, I was like, I'm not going to talk about this because it's ridiculous. But when he sat there, you know, because we always talk about when you get new information.
New opinions.
You get new opinions.
That's how it works.
So when I sat there.
It's a tenet of the show.
When I, like, there was a lot of visuals that were going on for me. Like, the one was when Bob was sitting there with him, making sure that his
Hillary.
Message. Well, in this case, you know, because of the story.
story you told.
He was sitting there with him. That resonated with me. Because, like I said, I know Bob. And I know Bob's biggest thing was. In a perfect world, Bob would want this to go away.
Yeah.
But Bob wants the story to be told in the right way.
Yeah,
he wants it to be told in the right way. So that resonated with me. The fact that Nick Sirianni sat up there in the press. See, because this is the problem. Like, people like to listen to stuff in clips. And in a situation like this, you can't do that. You have to listen to everything that's being said. Nick Sirianni made it clear. AJ's a big part of what we do. He said that. He said he's a big part of our offense. And AJ's not being utilized in the way that AJ wants to be used. Now, the way AJ is going about it is not the way that it should be gone about. I hear him.
Before Kyle puts his point, I just use a basketball analogy. Jalen's like a point guard, right?
Yes.
So why am I dumping it off to the guy that's being double teamed or has, you know, is being, there's a defender right on him when I could throw it to the guy in the corner who's wide open for a three? Like, why? Why are we over emotional? Because he's over emotional.
Because I trust him.
Trust who? You trust AJ? I don't trust him at all. He's a wide receiver.
Here's the thing.
I don't trust loud receivers. What the hell do I trust loud?
Here's the thing.
When are loud receivers to be trusted?
And here's the thing. I don't know. I don't know if this happened for sure. But normally, receivers and quarterbacks in offseason work out with each other, try to get that continuity back, to try to get that timing back. Has Jalen worked out with Schmitty or? AJ in this offseason?
He sure looks like he has chemistry with Smitty.
No, I'm just saying because I remember, and maybe it's me because I'm old school and I played in a long time, but that was a thing. Like, guys, I remember Five used to fly the receivers out to Arizona and work with those guys. There's been two. Like, this is what I'm talking about. Like, being a leader is leading off the field as well. You know, going into this season, you just won a Super Bowl, right? There's a rift in your relationship with your godparent or somebody that you consider family. Fix it. Bottom line. Like, I don't care about anything else because at the end of the day, when all this is said and done, when football is gone, those guys that you were in the trenches with,
sure,
that's the only catch you got.
So you said offseason. What about the season? Like, it's
no, but
it's
but Joe, my point is this. Whatever, this has been going on for years.
I know. You're right. But since summer started, it's not Jalen's fault that AJ can't stay on the field. He missed the entire training camp.
So
who's he throwing to all training camp?
Devontae.
Now this year he's missed time. Like,
I get that.
But that's the story. AJ's been banged up. AJ's not as open as much. Devontae has progressed. Devontae is healthy. Devontae plays.
I don't think that's a fair assessment.
What's unfair what I'm saying?
Because we don't know.
No, I do know. Hold on. Stop. Has AJ practiced fully this year?
No.
You say it's not fair. We know that.
But no, it's not fair because we don't know what we can't definitively say what AJ is right now.
But here are facts. He's missed a lot of practice since summer began. Devontae has not.
And yet still, with all that you're saying, the offense still runs through him.
I don't believe it does anymore.
Sirianni just said that.
My turn.
I'll recklessly speculate. They all know he's in decline. He's very sensitive. They're not telling him. They're walking on eggshells because they don't want to tell him you're not the number one here anymore. And guess why? They're trying to get through this, and they're going to trade him in the offseason. Yeah. I don't believe that. You can't convince me everyone there is stupid except AJ Brown. He's still the guy he was 2 years ago, and no one's throwing him the football?
That's the question I can't answer.
I think the truth is simpler than that. He's not the same guy. He doesn't accept it. They know it. He doesn't. They don't want to tell him. They appease him by saying, "You're still our guy, AJ. We love you." And he is believed now that everyone's against him.
Actions speak louder than words.
They always do.
Offense hasn't run through AJ Brown for 2 years now.
It doesn't. It ran through Saquon, and now it runs through Smitty, and they try Saquon, even though that's not effective.
And yet, we scored 10 points.
How about the 68 they scored the two games before,
I'm just saying, we scored 10 points.
All right.
To be fair, against a very good defense.
No, I'm just saying, I hear what you're saying, but I think everything that you're saying, and you're not wrong because you have the numbers to back you up, but I feel like it's inconclusive because, before you start laughing, it's inconclusive.
I just love the inconclusive.
Because his production is contingent upon the quarterback throwing him the ball, and he's not doing
it. Right, but we're assuming the quarterback's not throwing the ball for a reason other than he doesn't think it's the best idea. Like,
Jalen is risk averse.
Yes,
there's too many variations in this equation to say definitively that's what
this
is. Though
I can't sit here and for 5 years everyone tell me Jalen's smart. He's a winner. He gets the game right, and I believe that. But then on this, he's decided to be dumb.
Well, trust plays a massive role in risk evaluation.
Thank you. And they don't have that right
now.
Yeah. They don't have that. But You're touting Smitty. That's why I asked, did he work out in offseason with Smitty? Why do you trust Smitty so much all of a sudden?
I said because he's practiced with him since July. Like, they've practiced probably 100 times since training camp started, and AJ's missed a lot of those practices. Let's hear this coach yesterday, Sirianni. He was asked about AJ's health, and he seems to say he's fine.
Nick, is AJ physically the same player he was in previous seasons? And I understand that maybe you can't look at the stats in one game, but we're pretty decent sample size here. His production hasn't been up to that level. Why is that?
Yeah, I think he's moving around really well and getting out of breaks well. Still, physical, strong, quick. I still see all the same physical attributes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Okay. So now Coach Sirianni lying, you think?
Well, he's going to tell everyone he's lost a step? Did they say that about you at the end of your career?
Okay. I mean, like, yeah, they did. They basically did.
No, but Andy didn't get on the podium and said, but you know what I mean. Like, the head coach wouldn't do that
to
his
player. Well, technically, I was already hurt, so, you know, I was on my way out the door. Yeah. But here's the thing. Where it feels to me like, you know, there's a disconnect. Because if they're still, like, if you felt that he wasn't that guy, you don't run the offense through him as a detriment to the team.
But are we sure that, they keep saying they're running it through him, he doesn't get the football. What does that mean?
You tell me what it means, Joe.
I told you. I think they're appeasing him. I think he thinks he's the number one.
I think that he feels like the quarterback isn't pulling the trigger.
The quarterback, we agree on that. He's not pulling the trigger. But I think AJ feels like he should, and I think everyone else is telling you.
And I feel like they feel like he should.
Right, but one of the plays that came up earlier.
Well, when I say they, I mean the coordinator. And
it's another chicken or the egg thing. Is Jalen being coached into like being conservative? Or is that just the nature of Jalen Hurts?
Yep, I agree. All right, let's grab Aaron in San Diego. Aaron.
Philadelphia. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Aaron.
You know, Hugh, I'm kind of shocked today, man, especially with your experience, you know, in the locker room. You know that every locker room has guys like this that aren't happy and no matter what happens. And at some point, you know, you turn them off. You just say, yeah, you're right. But you're not paying attention to anything that's coming out of his mouth. So I think where we're making this monster deal out of it, I think in that locker room, it's not a big deal.
You know what, Aaron, to a certain extent, you're right, especially about the locker room part. And that's why I feel the way I feel. And I don't know if you know this, but you're kind of backing up what I'm saying is because nobody's going against AJ in this. Like, everybody's kind of like, you know, hey, like most guys feel the way that AJ feel, but they know how to handle it.
But would it help anyone if they stood up and said we're with AJ? That just would cause a civil war.
Well, Joe, I'm gonna tell you like this, dog. It's probably the locker room's probably divided anyway. Well, it's just some guys that you know the like silent majority or whatever. Mm-hmm. What you saying? What you about to say?
But Joe is right. They're not gonna say anything to him. They're not gonna open their mouths because they don't want the drama in the locker room because they got to focus on the Lions. And as far as AJ being a 50-50 receiver, you know, I don't agree with that because guess what? Who is a in terms of wide receiver? What do you have to have the quarterback? The quarterback's got to have confidence in you in order to get the ball. And he's the only way that he's a 50-50 receiver anymore is if Jalen throws a rainbow and drops it right into his breadbasket.
Aaron, that's fine. I get it. But we're acting as if these plays are one or none. No, they're options that Jalen has. They're options, right? So no one has said to me in all these days and all these weeks, why, other than his feelings, is he a better option to get more targets than Devontae? He doesn't run as good.
It's obvious by the games that have been played.
It is.
Because The two best games that Jalen has had, there's been a missing piece in there, and that's A.J. Brown. I mean, it's obvious that when he throws the ball off, even Dotson is more of a 50-50 receiver than
No. I asked you a question. Why? Because this stems from targets. It stems from the ball going to him. Why?
But here's why.
Well, I want to phrase the question so everyone can hear it, because no one can give me a straight answer. Other than A.J. Brown's feelings, why, if I'm Jalen Hurts, would I throw the ball more to A.J. than Devontae at this period, this time?
Because it's being forced down your throat, and I think that's on Kevin Petullo and Nick Sirianni.
What are you talking about? What is that answer? What are you talking about? Again, listen to me. On Monday, why, if I'm Jalen Hurts, would I throw the ball more to the slower, worse route runner right now, who's less open than the faster, better route runner who's more open? Forget their names. Just the concept. Why should AJ get more targets?
Listen, Smith and Dotson,
who the hell is talking
Jalen
about Dotson?
Throws up that 50-50
who
ball.
The hell? Dotson wasn't playing.
Doesn't matter, but when Jalen has more confidence in Dotson than he does Brown.
Why?
Because when he throws the ball up, they're going to attack it at the highest point, which you should do when you're going for a 50-50 ball.
So you're making my point for me.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'm on your side, not Hughes today.
You're trying to ride with you.
All right. Listen, when
but
AJ...
he's a little confused.
I didn't get it.
Yeah, he was a little confused.
When AJ made no effort
on
that ball on fourth down on Monday night, it told us everything that we need to know. He's not the same player he was 2 years ago. Maybe it's age. Maybe it's a hamstring. Okay? But, I think they need to reinvent him, and I think they need to get a little bit more creative with him, maybe do some jet sweeps and some slants and stuff like that.
All right. Well, Aaron, appreciate the phone call. We've reached the jet sweeps portion of the show.
Oh.
That's how you know we're out of answers. Jet sweeps. $32 million for a jet sweep around the edge.
That's awesome.
That's great. That's what we're going to do. Let's go to Jack in Norristown. Hey, Jack.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jack.
Personally, I had enough of AJ last year. He's sitting on the bench reading the book. After the Super Bowl, he's whining. He only caught six passes and this and that. Now, here we go again. Another year with the guy. The guy's a bad apple, and one bad apple's going to spoil the barrel. And you?
Yes.
Usually I'm with you, brother, but today you out of whack, man.
But Jack, honestly, how am I out of whack?
First of all, AJ, Jalen Hurst, he's not Josh Allen. He's not Joe Burrows.
Never said he was.
I know, but the guy is a good quarterback, man.
Never said he wasn't.
The game is to win. And with him, we already got it. This is a start of a dynasty. And with this guy, we got another 6-7 years where we could be winning.
Okay, well, Jack, let me ask you this question. Give me the floor a minute, will you please? Yeah, you got it.
Give me the floor for a minute. A.J. Brown, you say you're old school. Well, I'm older school, you. And I think one of the big boys would have grabbed this guy, call him aside, jack his ass up and say, yo, let's knock it off, man. We got a big game Sunday, a real big game Sunday. And we need you. If you don't want to be here, we need you because you're a great player, a good player. And we need him Sunday, and we need him every week. Okay. But if he didn't want to be here, he should have went to he should have went to Howie before the trade deadline and said, I want out of here. He's not doing the job like he used to. He gives up on plays and stuff like that, and he's done. And you say about him, nobody in the locker room's complaining. But you know what? It's like you put a big pot of water on a stove, and sooner or later, it's going to boil over.
That does happen. You got to watch that pot. Jack.
And Jack, it hasn't happened yet. All respect due to you, Jack, but I feel like the reason why what you're saying hasn't happened, because they have some leaders in the locker room, is because some of the guys in that locker room probably feel the way that AJ feels. What about that?
Yeah, maybe.
And you know what, Jack, with all due respect, you still didn't tell me how I was out of whack, though.
Just in general, you're out of whack.
I mean, okay, if we're going to go just in general,
yeah,
that's cool.
That's what I think.
Let me tell you, usually when it's football, I stick up for you. But today,
You just ain't got it today, brother.
I mean, but what? But Jack, what don't I? That's what I'm asking. What don't I?
It's
have?
It's like a relief pitcher. Some days you have it, and then
but I'm
don't.
Just saying, what don't I have?
It's so good.
You're the stuff just isn't there.
How am I flip flopping, Jack?
Listen, like, sometimes you come out throwing 95. Sometimes it's 89.
I don't think y'all know what flip flopping is.
Like a
because I've never once said that AJ was in the right.
All right, Jack. Before we got to hit this. Give us a great beef between two people who have beef.
I got the Philadelphia fans against the New York fans.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
New York versus Philadelphia, a long-standing one.
Like every sport? Every sport.
In New York versus Philadelphia? Yeah. The rivalry in every sport? Yeah. Even with different conferences, there's enough teams there.
Yeah, also just like, screw New Yorkers.
I like
and
it.
I'm sure they say the same about us,
that's
but
a good
wrong.
One. That is a really good one. And we might have to get that as a drop. You just don't have it today.
Yeah, but I don't understand what am I saying that I'm off base about?
It doesn't matter. It's just a funny drop. It's 215-592-9494. We'll continue the phone lines with your phone calls here and your answers for today's ComboCon. Great prize on the line, and then you're automatically entered for the grand prize. Plus, we'll go eavesdropping on Detroit Radio. Jared Goff and Dan Campbell both with some things to say about Eagles fans. This will be fun to hear. That is next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We've been cooking up game day recipes all season. Like, oh, that's the wrong one. That's for the 124 one. I don't have the Jack Daniels.
Jack was right.
Oh, yeah. Join me tonight. I got it right here.
Tonight, what is wrong with him?
Tonight is the night, people, at Philadelphia Magazine's Whiskey Fest at Lincoln Financial Field. I'll be hanging with my friends from Jack Daniels Tennessee Whiskey in the Jack Daniels Lounge. Pick you up a bottle of the new Jack Daniels Blackberry at the Fine Wine and Good Spirits pop-up at Whiskey Fest. And join me in the purple carpet for a picture, and I'll even sign your bottle. It's Philly Mag's Whiskey Fest tonight at the Link with Jack Daniels and yours truly. Go to phillymag.com for tickets. Celebrate responsibly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.